This is VOA News. We have a breakfast in Boston.
The United States is in the middle of a dramatic surge in new COVID-19 cases, with more than 60,700 confirmed on Monday. That's according to data released by the Johns Hopkins University Resource Center. Sharp increases in infections were confirmed Monday in Illinois, Texas, Wisconsin, Tennessee, and California, all according to Hopkins data. The number of new infections has pushed several cities and states to a crisis point, including the southwestern city of El Paso, Texas, where the number of coronavirus patients has reportedly tripled over the past 3 weeks. The situation has become so dire in the border city that officials have imposed a strict 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. curfew and a two-week stay-at-home order. The judge who issued the curfew order said the intensive care units in all of the city's hospitals were completely full. The new infections reported in the U.S. on Monday bring the total since February to more than 8.7 million. It's the highest total in the world, according to Hopkins. The U.S. also leads the world in COVID-19 fatalities with more than 226,000. Worldwide, there are more than 43.6 million cases and more than 1.1 million deaths attributed to coronavirus. Russia, France, Sweden, and Poland have also reported record numbers of infections in recent days. India and the United States have signed a landmark agreement to share military information and vowed to ramp up security and strategic ties as top U.S. officials emphasized the need for enhanced cooperation to confront Chinese assertiveness in the Indo-Pacific region. New Delhi was the first stop on a four-nation tour of Asia for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo.